God deals with us as we deal with others. July 11. I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. Everyone who has to deal with others should make their case his own, for just as we deal with others will God deal with us. We are treating Christ as we treat his children, for he is represented in the person of his saints. The truth of God must sanctify the soul, refine and elevate the character, and we must obtain the heavenly mold, before we shall be fitted for the courts above. Many are situated where they are brought in contact with believers in present truth, and with those who do not believe, and how important that all the lower lights should be trimmed and burning, that all may catch rays of light from the shining lamps of those who profess to be the followers of Christ. We need plenteous grace for this time of spiritual declension. Have you, who have hired help, let your light shine to your workmen, that they, too, may be laborers together with God. God has given you precious privileges and advantages in sending you the light of His truth, and you are to improve these blessings, and let others share your mercies. What large missionary fields there are right around your homes, what opportunities every day for you to speak of the value of God's promises. There is a work for every Christian to do right at his own door, in his own neighborhood. But how many lose sight of eternal interests and are completely swallowed up in their temporal affairs? There is no necessity for this, for Jesus says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Make your own and your neighbor's eternal welfare the first and most important consideration. Your neighbors have souls to save or to lose, and God expects those to whom He has given the light to make decided, interested efforts for others. They must remember the holy claims of the truth in every transaction of life. Let believers and unbelievers see in the life of those who claim to have a knowledge of advanced truth a steady, clear, strong light shining forth in zeal, in devotion, in nobility of character, in their dealings with men. Then the Lord will deal bountifully with you, His servants. Suppose that you let your light shine, and through your devotion to the cause of God, a few others are led to consecrate their service to Him, then they will be a blessing to still others that you could not reach by your personal influence. The Lord says, "I will make the places round about a blessing." Your light is to be far-reaching.